You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gab, gab, gab. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX.
Take it
away, boys.
Well, okay. Thank you. It's a heavy lift.
Yeah.
John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer, 92.7 WMDX. Beautiful sunshine out there this morning.
Wow, what is that?
They are moving some huge pieces. What is that thing?
It looks like insulation.
Is that what it is?
A strip of insulation of some sort for that new high-rise going
on. Heavy machinery with a bunch of workmen walking alongside it.
That's right, making sure it doesn't tip over.
Guiding it up to the Capitol.
What are they going to do?
I don't know what they're doing with that.
Lift the truck?
Now the bus is stopping.
Oh, now the bus is stopped.
We got a traffic jam on State Street.
Oh, no.
You know, okay.
Peach Wabba interviewed somebody who helped produce and make the movie a rom-com. And I think the title is Wisconsin Christmas Pie. It was all filmed in Door County.
Okay.
And it's a cherry pie, the winner in the movie, but it, you know, I gave away the ending. But anyway, so
oops,
much for that
spoiler alert.
I'm not sure if it's Wisconsin Christmas Pie. I did a search for it, and
you
it's
did.
On one of the pay services,
okay.
Unfortunately, or subscribe, you know, for a free week and then watch the movie and then, you know, cancel. But anyway, it looks kind of interesting. It really does.
Really?
It has a lot of the places that you know and love in Door County.
Ah.
And it's just a great.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It sounds neat. Anyway.
Go ahead.
And not only was I angry that the Senate Democrats went ahead and voted after hearing from everybody else saying, you have betrayed us,
right?
But they still voted anyway for it. I mean, they really had a chance to change the vote. I was really upset about that. But then it seemed like there was just a flood of coverage where the Republicans now, the megas, are talking about health care because they know that the Democrats want the tax credit to continue that was put in place during COVID that lowered the premiums dramatically for everybody and allowed people to get health insurance once and for all and be able to afford it monthly. But now they have changed the discussion. Now they are proposing their own versions of what health care should look like in this country. And of course, John Peterson, very angry, a raging volcano walking around my house. I was truly just stunned, and I could not handle it anymore.
Oh, no. Well, you got a lot going on. You got mice under the sink. You know, you got crazy dog.
I got Gen Zers living at my house. And now this.
Oh, my God. Well, they finally came up with a plan. I mean,
they
had a concept of a plan before. Now they have a plan.
Here's the thing.
No, they don't really have a plan.
Remember, I wanted to get, you know, Democrats on the same page.
Right.
I wanted to talk to some of the great Democrats in this country, but no one would give me their telephone numbers.
They didn't want to talk to you.
No, it's not that they didn't want to talk to me. We have a list here at the station, you know. These are the guests you can put on,
okay,
and no one would give me the numbers to the guests. I am not kidding you. Anyway, I wanted to ask them, at least tweak them, and please suggest to the Democrats to start bringing up universal health care in this country. You've heard me on the air talk about this ad nauseum. I continually support the idea of universal health insurance, health care in this country.
Sure.
That's what I want to see. And if we were first on the scene suggesting that we do universal health care, then we could control the conversation.
Right.
But you know what? The megas now have brought it up. They are now controlling the conversation. They are now controlling what is being discussed and what isn't. And the Democrats missed their chance. They had all this time debating whether we should have the tax cuts renewed or not, and they could have also piggybacked that, and that was my plan, piggyback it with universal health insurance. Okay,
yes.
Piggyback it. Just bring it up. Talk about it. We should really go to this because it's complicated, and we know that the Affordable Care Act is becoming unaffordable because insurance companies want to make more money, more profits, and the rates are going up.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's bring universal health care coverage into the picture. And we missed that opportunity, and now MAGA's controlling the conversation.
The Democrats were on a roll. They had the great vote, a week ago. And, you know, they won in New York City and New Jersey and Virginia. And then the shutdown, they just caved.
Yes.
You know, a week later, just walk away.
So I'm watching Fox, and Fox's Nicole Saphir, I believe, wants to go back to the good old pre-ACA days where insurance companies could dump you for pre-existing conditions and people were forced into high-deductible junk plans, okay?
Yeah, great.
I couldn't believe that this is now part of the discussion. This is Cut 68. Cut 68. Let's listen.
Sorry, Nicole, the expert on this.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will say something I don't usually say. I agree with Hakeem Jeffries a little bit in what he said. He is right, and as Joey just alluded, the Affordable Care Act did help millions of Americans, but it also tied even more Americans and their physicians to Washington. And what that did was it overregulated our health care system, and that drove up the cost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, that's not true. Overregulated means that we included pre-existing conditions in the Affordable Care Act. That's overregulation? No, that helped everybody get health care. And it put everybody in the pool, healthy and unhealthy, into the pool so we shared. That's what insurance companies are supposed to do.
Right.
That's the whole concept of an insurance company. Right?
Yes.
All right, let's continue.
And so what we saw when the ACA was enacted in 2010, you know, we had the thumbs down by John McCain with the repeal in about 2017. And then 2021, 2022, under Biden, American Rescue Plan, Inflation Reduction Act, they expanded all of the subsidies. They said more people were able to get these tax credits, these tax incentives to get on the marketplace. And so what the Republicans are saying is we need to claw that back. More people are getting it than maybe they should be having. And
Okay. More people are getting the subsidies that should have them. What? What? Oh, many people were getting the sub. What? What a strange concept. Too many people were getting the subsidies so they could get health care. Well, you got to think about that in a few moments. Let's continue.
The reason that insurance has gotten so expensive is because under these ACA plans, they require coverage for so many things. They require that pre-existing conditions are entirely paid for.
Yes.
You don't pay more if you have a lot of chronic medical conditions.
Exactly.
You pay the same as your healthy county counterpart. So it's cost sharing, and that really is a stretch of socialized medicine.
Okay. Now, socialized medicine, it isn't. It really is the actual business model of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, car insurance, homeowner's insurance. No one knows that their house is going to burn,
right.
So you take the chances. Some houses will burn. Most of them won't.
Yeah.
So they make profit from
flood insurance.
Yeah, everybody shares in it, and everybody's costs are low because everybody's sharing in it.
Yeah.
That's the – never mind. Let's keep going.
When the president is tweeting out, put the money back in Americans' pockets, he is not saying to disband all health insurance, okay?
Yes, he is.
People on social media, calm down. That's not what he's saying.
He said that.
At all, actually. He's saying roll back the regulation on the Affordable Care Act, and that's what Republicans, I guarantee, are focusing on right now. Start funding those pre-tax dollar HSA accounts. Right now, HSA accounts.
Okay. Start funding your health savings accounts, okay?
Right.
This is what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give you a health savings account. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a health savings account, and I didn't put money in it because I didn't have the money to put in it.
Right.
Okay?
That only works if you have the money to put in it.
Exactly. So a lot of people open those health savings accounts but never put money in it and just took the chance, gambled.
Right.
Now, the thing is, if you got sick, you could put money in it and then spend that money, and it'll be counted as something that you have contributed into your health account. Okay. But here's the thing. Now they want to have that money that you're putting in there, supposedly, to pay for your premiums, your monthly premiums, which isn't paying for your illness or sickness or emergency. So you'll spend it on your monthly premium, which will probably deplete all the money you have in your health savings account in a couple of months, and then you won't be able to pay for your health emergency if you have one.
That's the plan.
So it's really, boy, this is just horrific. Let's continue. Is there more? Okay, let's play more.
Here we go.
Can't actually be used towards paying for your health insurance.
Yeah.
In the big One Big Beautiful Bill, they actually have said they're going to expand the HSAs being able to pay for some health insurance, including catastrophic plans.
No.
A lot of people would benefit from these low deductible, low cost, catastrophic plans. Mm. And if they had more pre-tax dollars in their HSA, you can now separate primary care and routine services from emergency and chronic care. And that is what needs to do. And that is how you're going to drive down costs. You're going to increase care, and Americans are going to have more of a choice.
Yeah, they got to do something, though, because we've been promising the alternative for a few years now, I think. So we got to get on it. Maybe Dr. Nicole can consult. That's what I'd like to see.
No, I don't think so. See, what she's talking about are the high-risk deductibles that you have to pay in the high-risk pools they're going to put together. So, again, it's the old plan. It's why 48 million people didn't have health care before the ACA, and they took about 22 million off of that because of the Affordable Care Act. Now, let's get to what Trump said. She referenced this. Trump wants to go to a completely different system. Let's listen to Cut 67. Okay. This is Cut 67.
Here we go.
Hurt our health care system. I hope that we're going to be able to have a health care where Lindsay and I were discussing it, Jim and I were discussing it, and Katie, we discussed it. We want a health care system where we pay the money to the people instead of the insurance companies.
What?
And I tell you, we're going to be working on that very hard over the next short period of time, where the people get the money. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars, where the people get the money. Yes, please.
The people get the money. You know, have you ever dealt with an insurance company? I mean, that's the incredible thing. So if you take out the insurance companies, you have to deal with the hospitals and the doctors. Let's say there's a mistake. Let's say you're charged too much. Let's say you have a question on your bill. Are you going to have to, you're going to have to deal with that on your own, and they'll be getting your calls. You think they're going to take your call? How soon is that going to happen?
Right.
So it's great to have somebody in between, and that would be the government handling the insurance policies, or at least at this point so far, it's the insurance companies who wants to do away with the insurance companies. Now, here's Fox News telling us not to even talk about health care. All right? This is Cut 66. Cut 66.
Right.
Don't even talk about it with us.
Yeah.
Ben, I keep hearing this talking point from the Democrats that the next election is going to be about health care, that the president has to solve that. I think that's a trap. I mean, the health care system is such a muddy mess.
Get
in. I think you just got to focus on affordability. Mm-hmm. The president has to focus on that. Don't let them define the next election. When I talk to people, sure, there's some folks that talk about healthcare, but the majority of people I talk to, it's like, I just want, when I go to the grocery store, to pay a different price. The gas prices have come down a little bit, but in some states, it hasn't. Mm-hmm. So that's what people are talking about, being able to buy a house. They're not talking on a day-to-day basis about healthcare.
Yes, we are.
So don't fall in that track. It's going to be a muddy mess. Focus on people's day-to-day lives, what they can afford.
Wow. That happens to include health care. So all of these things happened all at once. I'm walking around the house talking to myself, shouting, yelling at everything, inanimate objects. And I can't
be tough to be John Peterson.
I'm so concerned about. I know too much about healthcare, and
your head is spinning.
As
we speak.
It's exploding. Okay. We'll get to Dick's phone call in just a moment.
Just
here.
Take a breath or two.
All right, I'll try.
19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack author and blogger. Coming up on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy are waiting for you to call. Lines are open so you can call right now. 608-879-8255. John and Gordy are waiting to hear.
It's not quite lyrical, but it's not something you remember.
Oh,
no. I know, you know, WNBX 92.7. I know I took, you know, a half hour trying to at least get to the bottom of Say Manure Right. And I apologize for taking all your time this morning.
It's okay.
We had many more important things to talk about.
Well, we had to get that straightened out, and we're glad you did that. And, let's go to the phone lines now.
All right.
Dick is on the line from Madison. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead, please.
Well, why worry about any of this? Here's a guy that solved the whole mortgage thing. Let's just have 50-year mortgages,
yes.
Right? He's already said that these prices that you see with your own eyes don't exist. So he's going to give us Cadillac health care, just like he said in 2017 that we never saw.
Right.
I'm going to suggest this is when it will happen. When he finds out a way that he and his family can profit from it somehow, we'll get it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has
to be a piece of the action.
The guy that tipped over in the Oval Office the other day from Eli Lilly, now he's getting some kind of kickback from them on the obesity drug.
You know, Dick,
is how it'll happen.
I think you came up with the right idea. Let's go to Bitcoin. Let's pay for our health care with Bitcoin. All right, let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, thanks a lot. Let's go on to Joe. Joe, what have you got for us?
I think that Dick is right on the money there. I'd forgotten that particular angle.
Yeah.
I do remember, I was kind of struck while you were talking about this, of the old Sherman and Peabody show. Remember where he'd say forward into the past?
Yes.
Yeah. There we go, right? Forward into the past.
Wow.
Where we're worrying about things like, oh, my God, I had a broken arm when I was 16. Am I going to be denied coverage? Pre-existing. People have been. Oh, my God, my kid had acne. Is there going to be denied coverage? Yes, they have. I mean, the reasons why people were denied coverage, that we are even talking about pre-existing conditions again, it's just we're back, we're forward into the past, people forward into the past. And I would throw into it, it's at a time when we found, you know, $40 billion to send to our dear friends in Argentina, and yet we're doing the healthcare dance again. I would argue that the brilliance of Trump way back in 2017, where he promised day one that he was going to have a health care plan.
Day one,
health care plan. And I remember there was this plaintive little thing that he had a couple months in where he said, you know, health care is hard.
that's right.
Yes,
I remember that.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Yeah. Wow. You have to figure it out. But it's okay, because we hear from Mike Johnson that they are working day and night on a new plan. And then Dr. Oz said that he spent some time during the weekend looking over some ideas. So, you know, it's covered.
Well, that's it. Yes, that's I know. They haven't gotten one, and he hasn't gotten all of the people together in order to discuss this and kick it around the table for a while.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
How come other countries can manage it? You know, people in Canada just say, I just go. I never get a bill.
That's right.
It's all figured out. So all of this time and energy we'd save. But it's so exciting this way to try to figure out, am I going to have health care or not next year? It's so much more exciting.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
It's almost impossible to think that, we're back at square one.
Yes.
Going to high-risk pools again and having insurance companies turn us down when we're sick. They'll go back into the records and find a mistake you made in your application and then turn you down and kick you off their health insurance because you're sick and you made a mistake on your application. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, and the plans back then were limited as well. It didn't cover a lot of things.
Right.
So, you know, it was a real gamble just buying insurance, basic.
Yeah.
Insurance.
Let's catch up on a couple of texts here, and you can text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. Glenda from Madison says your administration could hire back the hundreds of thousands of people that they fired to manage the National Health Insurance Program. We can solve the problem. And Robert from McFarland says healthcare is easy if you just give it to every
effing person.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the easy part, is going to a universal healthcare system, right? I mean, and we have so many to choose from. We can take the best of each of the healthcare systems from other countries. All the industrialized countries have it.
Yeah.
Some sort of control over
this. They figured it out.
They've managed to control treatment and drug prices. That's what they do. And they even pay for doctors' training. So those doctors don't have high bills to pay, high tuition bills to pay, so they can charge normal prices in their practice.
Yeah, and we haven't really talked about Big Pharma and how they play into lobbying the legislators. Yeah, I mean they don't want to change anything.
They don't.
They want to make more money.
And a lot of people don't know this. We haven't really talked about it on this program, but Trump actually passed specific rules that are actually contributing to the higher health insurance premiums that we're seeing now on the ACA.
Mm. What?
It's averaging an increase of 18%. Even insurers pointed these factors out when they filed their new premium prices. One ruling started in 2026 increases the limits and out-of-pocket costs for many private health plans. Well, thank you very much, Trump, for that, including those offered by employers. In 2019, Trump lifted the ACA's federal rate review threshold, raising it to 15% annually. It used to be 10%, so you add 5 more percent. So he increased the price of healthcare by 5%.
Mm-hmm.
He increased the cost of out-of-pocket costs for co-pays and deductibles. Thank you very much. He added to the expiration of the Affordable Care Act's enhanced premiums. He wants to get rid of that. Yeah. Medicaid enrollees who cannot meet the new working requirements will be cut off. Trump blocked reforms that would have lowered out-of-pocket costs for low-income seniors on Medicare.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Goes. Yeah.
So, he is the guy who has increased the price of healthcare, and now he's saying, well, you know, the ACA is just out of control.
Yeah.
Now it's way too expensive.
That's it.
It failed.
Uh-huh. 729, we have the Midwest Food and Farm Report straight ahead. And when we come back, Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author, will join us. Stay with us. WMDX, John and Gordy.
Making me insane. Yeah. You know, I think maybe that's the plot, really, you know, with the Trump administration. They just want to drive everybody else crazy.
Yeah.
So then they can get away with anything.
Chaos, right? And confusion. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, isn't it? Do we have that?
That sounds like a lot of confusion and delay.
There you go. Sir Topham Hatt.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Is 735, 92.7 WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Mike McCabe joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Let me just mention something here. You can win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. If you go to our website, we give away a $50 gift card thanks to Sugar River Pizza. And you can just go to WMDX.com, WMDXradio.com. And enter every week. We toss out all the entries, pick one of them, and that person gets a gift card. Then you can enter again weekly. So check it out, WMDXradio.com. Okay, Mike McCabe, good to see you again.
Would you like to talk to your favorite caller?
He calls every time you're here.
Well, let's take that call. It's CJ. What do you got for us, CJ?
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up?
I'm in the southeast precinct now, keeping an eye on you, gentlemen.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the phrase "put a lipstick on a pig"?
Yeah.
You still have a pig.
Yeah, that was Sarah Palin's big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying that about the ACA?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's what exactly what's happening was projected. By the Republicans in 2010,
mm-hmm.
and they said that it was going to, the prices were going to go up.
Yep.
The Democrats claimed that the prices would go down for health care. You'd be able to keep your plan if you liked it. You'd be able to keep your doctor if you liked it,
mm-hmm.
like them, and you weren't. Prices have skyrocketed.
All right. Well, just pause there, because getting to keep your doctors... that didn't prove to be true simply because the healthcare plans changed their plans and it kicked a lot of people off of the current plan that they had with their doctor. So that was inadvertent. It wasn't planned. And to predict that healthcare costs would go up doesn't take a genius to come up with something like that. It made it more affordable per premium so people could afford it per month, their premiums. That's what the Affordable Care Act did with the tax credits. It didn't bring the cost of health care down. It brought the cost of your premium per month down. And that's why more people signed up for the Affordable Care Act. It cut it from 48 million who didn't have insurance down to 26 million who don't have it now. But those people are actually eligible for Medicaid expansion, but states aren't going to that. So a lot of people are still uninsured because of the system that we have in place. It's a private healthcare system, and we really can't afford to have this anymore. CJ, I'm going to move on to our guest now, Mike, because, Mike, you posted something from The Guardian, which I thought was just fascinating. It had to do with healthcare. Mm-hmm. And this is something I just love this. It's so complicated, healthcare, right? We've got the premiums, we've got deductibles and copays. It's hard to understand all of that stuff. But this adds to it. This is our healthcare system. Deductibles, in-network, out-of-network, concierge medical services, out-of-pocket expenses, copays, co-insurance, benefit advisors, insurance brokers, healthcare consultants, ACA, HMO, PPO, EPO, POS, HDHP, HSA, FSA, HRA, EOB, COBRA, SHOP, single coverage, dependent coverage, premium tax credits. That's our system.
It's a Rube Goldberg contraption.
It really is.
It's just nuts. And if you know, all this blather about, you know, we can reduce healthcare costs, yeah. Cut out all the damn middlemen.
Right.
You know, just here's a story. My son, 26 years old, is traveling over in Europe. Goes to Lisbon, Portugal. He dislocates his shoulder.
Yeah.
And so has this misfortune of separating his shoulder. Has to be taken by ambulance to the hospital in Lisbon. They don't take American health insurance there. Mm-hmm. So he has to pay for out of pocket. He has x-rays taken. They put his shoulder back into place. A physician actually
and did a great job.
Puts his shoulder back into place. The ambulance ride to the hospital, the stay in the hospital, the x-rays, the medication they gave him, the sling that they put his shoulder in, the doctor visit to actually put the shoulder back into place cost him $130.
Wow.
In Lisbon. Right. And he comes back here and sees his primary care physician, and they said, man, they did an excellent job, because they saw the x-rays and they said that was an impressive separation. That was fully out, 100% out of socket. And they did a great job, and you can mess that up and cost yourself dearly. You can cut off blood flow, and actually sometimes you would face potential amputation if it's done wrong. They said, you got excellent care over there, and he paid $130 because they have a national health insurance system over there. Yeah. And they've cut out all the middlemen. They've taken all the money-grubbing parasites who feed off of our healthcare system. They've taken all of that out of the equation. Yeah. They've simplified it. They've streamlined it. And they've made it something that actually serves human beings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we could do that. In America, we could do that in America if we could get this debate off of this craziness of this. What can we add to this Rube Goldberg contraption that will make it even a little bit more complicated for people and impossible to understand? There's a solution out there. Just cut out all those middlemen, all those people who are parasites, extracting more profit from people's illness.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that England has a certain healthcare system there. Employer-employee contributions come in at about 19% of your income. That would be the tax, okay? That's out of your paycheck each and every time you get paid. In the U.S., it's about 16%. But in England, you get a lot of extra things for that 3%. You get maternity leave, sick pay, and unemployment benefits are included in that. Can you imagine the money we would save if we just centralized all of that and put it into that one fee that came out of our paychecks? We didn't see it. We adjust our lifestyles according to what we get net. You know, it just seems to make more sense and make it a lot easier.
And that Guardian article that I posted that you saw was written by a businessman. He's a business owner.
Yes,
he's a business owner.
He's a capitalist. He even admits it.
He's a capitalist.
Yes.
He's saying, look, I'm not saying that the medical services should all be public, that the medical clinics and the hospitals should all be government run. No, we wouldn't have to change any of that, but just change the insurance and make it Medicare for all. Just make everybody in the country eligible for Medicare. And he said it would be simple, it would be streamlined and efficient. The administrative costs are way down compared to this contraption that we've got. And that's a businessman saying, and he was the one who wrote, he put all of that all of that healthcare lingo at the beginning of his, in his article. And he said, who can possibly understand this? You have to have a PhD in healthcare. If you're a business owner, if you're a patient, you have to have a PhD in healthcare in order to figure out how this system even works.
Right. And he even suggested using the current system we have in place for Medicare to expand it nationwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, adjust it from there.
And make everybody eligible.
Yes. And get rid of the deductibles and co-pays, which are existing in Medicare as well. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. But you get extra insurance coverage for it. By the way, I figured it all out. I mean, you have to pay for Part B. And that's almost $200 now. You have to pay for the supplemental insurance to cover the copays and deductibles. That's another $200. Mm-hmm. And then if you get the drug plan, which you're forced into, really, that's another $200. You're paying $600 for Medicare alone each month. That's outrageous. That's a lot more than the ACA.
Yeah.
And and people just aren't talking about that.
Yeah, and we could make Medicare for all a little bit more like Medicaid for all.
Much easier. And you can get rid of the co-pays and deductibles and eliminate
that. But about it, we could save so much in terms of administrative costs by just collapsing this entire system into something that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And take Medicaid, take the VA, take the ACA, take it all and put it all under one umbrella, saves money administratively.
Boy, does it.
Far more efficient system if we did it that way. Everybody would have access to health care.
Yeah.
It makes way too much sense. And we're not talking about this option because we have these phony engineered shutdowns and all kinds of nonsense that's just aimed at distracting people and keeping us away from the important conversations that our country has to have.
Boy. Talking with Mike McCabe here, Substack author and blogger, and let's talk about your latest article, Man versus Machine and AI getting into customer service. I mean, how many times do you call customer service or for some extra help? And you're not talking to a human anymore.
Right.
You know, and that's where it all starts.
Right.
And AI is getting into that.
Right. Yeah, I start the article with a little exchange
that everybody has.
Right. That everybody has with customer service representatives, which are AI bots.
Yes. We try to get to a live person right away, and it's futile.
You can't do it. Can't do it.
They've got all the questions to ask you first.
Yeah. But this is one of those questions that we should be debating as a nation is how do we proceed with AI? There's no stuffing this genie back in the bottle.
Right.
But what guardrails do we put in place? What kinds of precautions or safety mechanisms are built in so that we don't end up with human economic obsolescence where people, all the jobs are just taken over by AI? And that is a future that's coming unless we build in some protections for human beings. There's one of the things that I mention in the article is that there's this letter out there that has now been signed by tens of thousands of people, ranging from engineers and even AI pioneers have signed on to this letter saying that there should be a moratorium on the development of what's called AI superintelligence until we have the protections built in and put in place to protect human beings and that there's significant public buy-in.
Yeah. Mm.
And I start the article by saying, nobody wants that interaction with that AI bot when they call customer service. Right. Nobody wants it. Everybody hates it. And yet it's being forced down our throats. And it shouldn't be forced down our throats. It should be something that we choose to proceed with as a society. And, know, and instead, it's just happening to
us. You know what I found out? Finally, when I get that live person,
yeah,
I mean, they could be rude to me all they want. But I'm going to give them a 5-star rating because they're human.
Right. And you know, I'm sure AI will continue to evolve and perhaps even improve. But, man, you can tell immediately when you're stuck with a bot.
Absolutely. Oh, I know.
It ain't no human being.
Yep. Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger, with John and Gordy. We're coming right back after this on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice day. We have sunshine out there, high near 50. Right now, 40 degrees here.
And we got a few texts here. Mike McCabe is our guest from Substack, and Tom out in Hartford loves having Mike as a guest. More Mike McCabe's, please.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll put a call out for anybody named Mike McCabe. You got an open invitation right here on the show.
You got to create your own AI bot.
That's it.
Good
right
idea.
There.
Good idea.
And then we were talking about healthcare, and Glenda says, don't forget the CEO gargantuan salaries.
Of course.
Yeah, it's they're a making a lot of money.
But those are the middlemen I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Right? That extract resources from the system and drive up costs. Absolutely.
And then Kurt mentions we can't have the lower class having access to the same doctors that the higher class use. And then CJ says, is that all I get? Is that all I'm allowed? Yes. I mean, he had his comment. I had my comment. And we have a guest here, so we defer to him.
And, $130 for the ambulance ride, for the doctor visit, for the medication, the everything. The ambulance ride alone here.
$1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking thousands.
Yes.
And the whole bill was $130, and
for a dislocated shoulder.
For a dislocated shoulder, and
wow.
And you know, we don't have to continue to put up with a healthcare system that serves our country so poorly, and yet we're not having the kind of discussion that we're not even talking about whether something like what Portugal has would maybe be just a little bit better for the U.S. than what we got now, because that conversation doesn't happen on Capitol Hill. And that's the real tragedy of all this, all the nonsense, of all these distractions that keep getting thrown up there and our members of Congress waste time on.
Well, you know, the excuses have been around for years, and that is government should get out of the way. Not in the case of health care, right? Not in the case of air traffic control. Not in the case of food safety. There's a whole bunch of reasons why we have government.
You know, one of the points
to serve us.
One of the points I made in my AI article that's just out there on Substack now is that if you think about the purpose of government and you boil it down to its essence and try and get it all the way down to one word, that word has to be protection. That's what government is really there for, to protect our rights and liberties, to protect life, our safety and security, to protect health and welfare, to protect natural resources that human life depends on. That's what government is there for. We want rules in place so that we aren't victimized, so that we are safe, so that we can go about our lives and not be exploited. That's what government's there for. Well, government should be talking about protecting us from human economic obsolescence and maybe even human extinction.
Right.
And you know, that's the purpose of government when you really think about it at its bare essence.
Mike for president.
Okay, so, well, you know, the Trump administration actually rejected something that Biden put in place, and that he was trying to get medical bankruptcies off the records of people, financial records, their credit reports. They wanted to exempt that from the credit reports. So, you know, you could buy a car, you could buy a house. You know, when I was in the census, I would interview young people in their 20s. They couldn't get to their job because they couldn't afford a car. They didn't have a car.
Right.
So they couldn't take the job that they were eligible for. And what we're looking at here is if you have some kind of bankruptcy and you do have a medical bankruptcy, then you really can't get that car,
right,
and you can't get a job and you can't do anything for yourself. So we're just making it harder and more difficult for people to survive in this country.
And that is a too common story.
Yeah. Yeah.
A whole lot of people are in those kinds of dilemmas.
Yeah. And it's not going to get better. And I can't understand why we just don't understand. If we could just streamline it, make it easier for people to live. We have so many complications in our lives, so many ups and downs in our lives that we can deal with on our own, but we don't need this complicated system of healthcare. We have the sign up period. And then after that, you can't sign up anymore. I don't even know why there are these arbitrary points of interest. What is going on in this country, right? It's insane. Oh, you know, you were kind of you were talking about in the man versus machine and AI, some of the tips that were given by Robert Reich, and he had what was it? Making, thinking, and caring, and these are the points that he made about AI.
The three kinds of
jobs that
are
out
there. You either have your making jobs, those people who are making stuff, manufacturing, that kind of thing. The thinking jobs, the lawyers, the radio hosts.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And then the caring jobs, the nurses, the social workers, all of that. And he said that the making jobs have pretty much already been taken over by the robots and by technology. And the thinking jobs can easily be taken over by AI as well. And he said that he thinks that the so-called caring jobs are the ones that are safe from AI. And I just said, I'm not so sure about that. Because isn't customer service supposed to be a caring profession?
Exactly. You would think.
But they've got that taken over by AI bots. And so I think human vulnerability has to be thought about carefully here as we continue down this road in the development of AI.
Well, Mike, I wish you had a better message for everybody today.
We need to leave it there.
It is important to have these conversations because our members of Congress sure aren't.
Yeah, that's true.
Mike, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next Wednesday.
All right. It's a deal.
Check out Mike McCabe's Substack blog at Substack. And that's going to do it for us tomorrow. Tim Slecker, educated educator, talking about education.
Hey, you got it.
And Jim Santel will tell us what's happening in the Supreme Court, if anything, lately.
Legal system.
That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. Hope you have a great day. So long.
See you later.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.